But like I've always been someone that like really did not like medicine and stuff. Like even from a little kid, like my mom always would like threaten me, like with like with getting whooped or something. She'd be like, "Alvin, if you don't take this medicine, you know you're gonna get a whooping." And you know I would be very calm, cool and collected. I was like, "Mom, I'll take the beating. I'll take the beating. I don't really." But then she would say, "Beating or no beating, you're going to take this medicine." I was like, "Well, now that you put it like that, I think I'll take the medicine minus the beating. I think I'll take the medicine, I think." But I don't know what it is. Those two words, or no, those are like some of the most powerful words in a black mother's vocabulary. It doesn't matter like what you're talking about. As soon as she uses those words, it's like anything you were saying just no longer matters. You could literally be diagnosed with like a psychological disorder, like, you know, self-harming, like, you know, someone who like cuts themselves to make themselves feel better. You could like literally have that, and a black mother, cuts or no cuts, you washing them dishes. "But I love you, so I bought you these plastic gloves. Pull them all the way up, pull them all the way up." And then you can't do anything. You're like, she used or no. She used or no. Gotta wash the dishes. You could be an amputee. Leg or no leg, you're gonna go out there and cut that grass, and then you're gonna do the dishes. Leg or no leg, you're doing it. Like, she said. She said or no. Gotta cut the grass. That's why I feel like if I was a kid right now in Flint, Michigan, right? I feel like, because I was a very creative child. That's like code word for drove everybody crazy. But you know, I was a very creative child. And like, I feel like if I lived in Flint, Michigan right now, I would like never get in trouble in school, no matter what I did. Like I could literally be just losing my mind. You know, a teacher's like, "Alvin, you're being disruptive. You're talking too much." I'd be like, "Shut your teacher mouth." She would lose it. "What? Excuse? You need to leave." I was like, "I'm sorry. It wasn't me. It was a lead you gave me to drink. I didn't mean to do it." But that wouldn't work if it was a black teacher, because you know what she would say. "Lead or no lead, you getting out of my classroom." She said or no. I gotta go. Gotta go to the principal's office. She said or no. People know what I'm talking about.